We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You yesterday had mentioned the centerpiece of a team with Donovan, and we did. It was a very quick, brief back and forth, and then we kind of moved on. And then our buddy Chris Fedor today, Cleveland.com, he wrote, 7 years ago, Cavs star Donovan Mitchell was with coach and mentor Johnny Bryan, who told Mitchell to write down goals, no matter how lofty. Mitchell revealed one to Cleveland.com, becoming the face of the NBA. And it was this whole profile piece essentially saying how Donovan Mitchell wants to be the face of the NBA and how winning in the postseason is the only thing that stands in the way from Donovan truly accomplishing those goals. And I want to ask you guys, 216-474 to below 92, and I'll ask you, Dustin, does Donovan think he's a centerpiece? I know you said yesterday you thought he was a centerpiece.
I think he is, yeah.
I debated that on the merits that, you know, the Ringer put out a ranking a few weeks ago. They had him as the 15th best player in the NBA. And then you look at where he potentially would be traded to. Philadelphia, Miami, they got Embiid, they got Jimmy Butler. Like, all the places that you're talking about would not use Donovan Mitchell as the focal point. And I wonder now, as we enter, it's age 26 season, we're entering age 27 season with Donovan Mitchell. I wonder if we're hitting a point, Dustin, where just the conversation has moved on when it comes to Donovan being that centerpiece of a team that can get you past the second round, because he hasn't been able to. Mm. And he's had a lot of support here with the Cavs. It's not like he has bad players, but him being the Batman, at some point, he's got to say, you know what? I'm not that guy. I thought I was that guy. I'm not that guy.
I don't know about that. I don't know that he needs to think like that or say that or feel that way, because I believe he has the ability to be the centerpiece and carry the team. Now, the problem is he hasn't really been healthy in these moments. And so that's the big concern. I mean, he's not built like LeBron James, where he can just, like, LeBron's never hurt.
Right.
He just isn't. I mean, this guy's played 20 years. He's never hurt. Donovan's battled a lot of injuries. He's just not as big as LeBron, and you know, maybe that's asking too much of him. I don't know. I think he's as talented as anybody in this league. And on any given night, there's very few guys that can go for 50.
Yeah, I don't think he's as talented as anybody. I draw a line there. I just don't think that. I think he's very, very good. And I don't know, maybe I'm protecting my own feelings a little bit. Or I'm getting ahead of this because I'm seeing some of the writing on the wall, and it looks like if the Cavs don't end up winning deep in the postseason, we're going to have a Donovan Mitchell-less Cavs basketball team, and then there's going to be people like me, well, you're better off without him. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting ahead of it is all this is. But I look at Donovan, and I think to myself, why is it he's never made it out of the second round? And it's not necessarily even – like Jared Greenberg yesterday had said that he would build a team around – Jared Allen and Darius Garland. It's not even that. It's more the idea that when Donovan lays his head down at night, if he does fall short this postseason, and dare I say if he falls short against the Magic in the first round, and we don't even get to take on Boston, we're taking on Boston, feels like you're taking on Patrick Mahomes. You're just entering a brick wall. You're not getting past. If we get there, will Donovan say to himself, you know what? I tried. I did the very best I could. Maybe I do need to join a super team of sorts. Maybe I do need to join a team that's already got somebody that is an all NBA player, and we can go from there. And I don't think that's crazy. If you're Donovan Mitchell and the goals are what Chris Fedor laid out in his Cleveland.com article, that you want to be a superstar, you want to be one of the faces of the league, never making it out of the second round is not how you get there, Dustin. And I used this previously as an exclamation point in the Donovan Mitchell narrative for Cavs fans. Mm-hmm. Right? I'd mentioned previously how being the alpha on this team, being the number one scorer, being the number one player, being the face when ESPN does a Cavs coming to town profile, they like the graphic is of Donovan Mitchell. That's huge. That's big for somebody's brand if you want to be the face of the NBA, especially if you're on a team that was competing to be a two seed for the entire season in the East. That's huge. But if Donovan wakes up and looks around and says, I don't know. I don't know if I am a centerpiece, then I think we're going to have a different conversation. And it's not because the Cavs did anything wrong, because the Cavs have given him every opportunity to be the centerpiece here. The one thing I think we have going in this discussion, and the selling point I would make if I were the Cavs and Kobe Altman, I'm sitting down with Donovan. I'm saying, you get to be the face of this team. Your name is out on the marquee, so to speak. You get to be the superstar. And what comes with being the superstar is all the glory if you get the job done. And I think that's got to be the big selling point here.
Well, number one, I don't know that it's fair that we judge him on the past, although that's all you have to go off of. I get that. I think that, like, when he was in Utah, how good were those teams?
They were good. Rudy Gobert, he wins how many Defensive Player of the Year awards?
Yeah.
They were good. They weren't great, but they were good.
Not great. I mean, I think that if Donovan, I think Donovan can be the centerpiece if some of these other guys can step up. Does that make sense?
It does, and I think that's what the Cavs are trying to do. Think about it. Again, in that same ranking that the Ringer had, we had four players in the top 60. This is why I give Kobe Altman some slack, and I cut him some grace, because he assembled a team. You don't have – there's no LeBron on here. There's no Kevin Durant. There's no Giannis. There's no Jokic. There's no top end. There's no Luka. That doesn't exist on this team. Donovan's great, but he's not one of those type of players, right? And so what he did was he took a top 15 player and he put three other guys in the top 60 around him. It's a great idea on paper. Now, was it constructed with some flaws? Of course it was. But in theory, that's exactly what you would try to do. Because in theory, that's also what the Denver Nuggets do as well.
Mm-hmm.
Denver Nuggets don't have an all-star since Carmelo Anthony in 2010. Not named Nikola Jokic. Like, that's, but their team is they're just a very good basketball team with a lot of really good players that are really good and not considered great. But everyone knows their roles. And they're able to go ahead and make that work. And they're able to go ahead and really have a bunch of success because of that. And I feel like that's kind of what the Cavs were trying to do as well. It's not completely the 0-4 Pistons, but it's on that same path. We're going to have a bunch of really good players, but our very, very top end best is not going to be Giannis. It's not going to be Jokic. It's not going to be one of the top.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And guys, and I think at Donovan, I think at some point he's going to look himself in the mirror and he's going to ask himself, can I be that top end guy? Or does it make more sense to go play with Jimmy Butler? Does it make more sense to go play with Joel Embiid? And does it make more sense to go ahead and make my life easier? You know, it's not bad being Kyrie Irving to LeBron James. That's not a bad lot in life. It's not bad being Dwayne Wade to LeBron James. I'm just going to mention every side piece to LeBron James. And we can just keep doing this whole thing.
You need more time than that.
But it's not.
I'm kidding. It's just kidding. Just kidding. Totally kidding.
But it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. That's like you still get to be a superstar. Is Dwayne Wade any less a superstar? Is Kyrie Irving any less a superstar winning alongside LeBron? Like, if the whole goal is be a superstar and be one of the faces of the NBA, Donovan's looking around and understanding that he can still be a face of the league. He can still do everything he wants to do. But his life will be easier if he joins Miami, if he joins Philadelphia. Because if he's the main guy, if he's the centerpiece, historically what we've seen, that's not good enough in the NBA. And that's a hard realization that he has to take. For somebody with as much as he should, as much belief in his own abilities as he has, you know how hard that would be to turn around and say, I can't be that guy. I can't be the A-list actor in the movie. I got to be the part that plays the best friend of the A-list actor in the movie. I'm Ben Affleck to Matt Damon in Good Will Hunting. Like, that sucks. That sucks. But at some point, if you want to make a good film, you got to have that realization. If you want to have a good NBA career, at some point, Donovan Mitchell's got to come to that realization.
You got to have some awareness, right? And self-awareness of what you can do and what you can't and what you need.
And that's got to be so hard. I will empathize with how hard that would have to be for him to come to that realization. Because in his mind, and really his entire life, since he was beating up adults at 16, playing on playgrounds in New York at Rucker Park, like, he has always been the best player on any court he stepped on. But this is the NBA. This isn't some sort of, you know, it isn't a tiny JUCO that he's trying to jockey to make relevant. Like, this is the NBA. Every other team, seemingly, is having all sorts of super teams or at least tandems formed up. Sometimes it's what you got to do, and he's got to look around and wonder to himself, if I take that B role, if I take that secondary role, am I going to have the success that I've always wanted? Now, there's downsides to this, too, right? Like, all day today, my NBA friends and people around NBA world were talking about, can we possibly make LeBron James a second-team All-NBA player when Anthony Davis is going to be a second-team or better All-NBA player this year? How do we put two guys to be considered a top-10 player in the league when the Lakers are playing in a play-in game tonight? You know, there becomes some of those hard questions. LeBron's probably not going to make second team based off the idea that not enough people can overcome that. If he teams up with a Jimmy Butler, if he teams up with a Joel Embiid, he'll give himself the best chance to win big. But he won't be the face. And I feel like that's the hard part for Donovan to try to at least overcome here. 216-474 to below 92. But that's a selling point the Cavs have to make. They have to tell him, you're going to be the face here. Now, do you really think you can win being the face?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.